WU59 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay, and always streaming on the Citizen
Denmark alarm. A deadly crash overnight of two Army helicopters in Kentucky. Brigadier General John Lubas at Fort Campbell.
At approximately 10 p.m. last night, two of our Black Hawk helicopters were involved in a crash during a Klan training flight in Katy's, Kentucky, that resulted in the death of all nine service members aboard the aircraft.
The two choppers were both from the 101st Airborne Division. Anger boiling over in Congress. New York Democrat Jamal Bowman blaming Republicans for what he says is their refusal to take action on gun violence in the wake of this week's Nashville school shooting.
What are they talking about? Nothing! They don't have the courage!
Kentucky Republican Tommy Massey says the answer to school shootings is arming teachers and staff with guns. Encouraging figures from the Labor Department on jobs, applications for unemployment benefits rose last week by about 7,000 people to 198,000, but that's still at historically low levels. This is ABC News. The FBI now helping with the investigation into the bullying of a 19-year-old in Georgia. More from ABC's senior national correspondent Steve Osunsami.
According to the police report, three teenagers dropped 19-year-old Trent Learcan off at a hospital emergency room because he was unresponsive with shallow breathing. His clothes were soaked with urine, and he had spray paint all over his body and hair. Doctors had to put him on a machine to breathe in the ICU and say his blood alcohol level was a potentially fatal 0.46. Police this morning say they know who the teens are in the photo, but are still investigating.
Complicating the investigation, Learcan at 19 is an adult, but all suspects are under 18. School officials across the country on edge after a surge in swatting calls. The fake calls to police about an emergency targeting schools across Pennsylvania on Wednesday. On Tuesday, about 30 schools in Massachusetts were targeted. All the calls computer-generated. Mark Millard, ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer. We'll show you in order to run around all willy-nilly. It is the Crudcast with me, Charlie Berenson, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The cost of Wisconsin State Supreme Court race is now three times the previous national record. A review by BizPolitics.com finds spending on the race adding up to about $45 million. Political insiders say the real price is probably even higher, when figuring online and social media ads that are forwarded to the state and are tough to track. There's an arrest in the case of an anti-abortion group office bombing in Madison last year. Nobody was hurt, but there was a lot of damage. The federal prosecutor's office says a 29-year-old Madison man was arrested at the airport in Boston Tuesday and was planning to fly to Guatemala. In sports, it's baseball's opening day. The Brewers play the Cubs in Chicago this afternoon. Tonight, the Bucks host Boston in a game with big playoff seeding implications. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you're age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and Indian Household.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kids. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and it can affect brain development?
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the Korean Gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks.
and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out under the helmet with a Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Us Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving the Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with a turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
CEO of Compass Care. Reverend James R. Harden is the CEO of Compass Care Pregnancy Services and lives outside of Rochester, New York with his wife and 10 children. Reverend Harden pioneered the first measurable and repeatable medical model in the pregnancy center movement, helping hundreds of centers nationwide become more effective at reaching more women and saving more babies from abortion. He has written extensively on medical ethics, executive leadership, and pro-life strategy. Recently, Compass Care's pro-life medical office in Buffalo, New York, was firebombed with that backdrop. Say good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. It's an honor to be with you again. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. And so, you know, the last time I had you on quite a while ago, you talked about the fact that your clinic was firebombed. How long ago was that?
That was almost 300 days ago, June 7th, last year. Since then, you know, we've had very little action from the FBI, federal law enforcement, the DOJ. There have been over 300 attacks on pro-life entities. Many of which were taken, responsibility by James Revenge's pro-abortion domestic terrorist group. And then we were vandalized once again, more recently, March 16th, the late night and evening after a hearing, a court hearing, of a very controversial court case, which is maybe even more controversial than overturning Roe versus Wade, if you can believe that. This court case, we were concerned, was going to foment more violence. It was just a hearing. It wasn't even a ruling. This court case, it was in the U.S. District Court, Northern District of Texas, out of Amarillo. We notified the FBI about it, that it could foment more violence and disaffect our pro-abortion groups. And because this case might overturn the FDA's approval of the dangerous chemical abortion drug, which would cut abortion in half overnight, because half of all abortions in America are actually chemical abortions now. So the hearing happened that day, Wednesday, and then that evening late, and actually early morning on Thursday, we were vandalized again with typical James Revenge graffiti-style red block letters, liars. That's one of the typical accusations that's being leveled against us right now, is that pro-life pregnancies are patriarchal institutions lying to women and forcing them to have their babies to become permanent socioeconomic underclasses. So, we're in the thick of it right now, but there is some action, interestingly, on the part of law enforcement. We had to file a lawsuit against the police department for, you know, to get their evidence back so our private investigators could take a look at the video surveillance of the crime, the original crime, the firebombing. That lawsuit is still pending in the Supreme Court of New York and Erie County. We did get an arrest on the vandalism that happened the day of the hearing. That was a good step in the right direction. But we also got another arrest yesterday on a potential firebomber of the Madison, Wisconsin Pro-Life Organization, Wisconsin Family Action. That happened, and that was the first attack, that was the first firebombing on Mother's Day, May 8th, after the breach of the Supreme Court, leaking the full draft opinion of the Dobbs case over Kermit Roe. That's a big, big break. We were investigating that because we thought that there was a connection between that firebombing and our firebombing in Buffalo, because of the Jane Intervention Communique said we gave a 30-day ultimatum after they firebombed the Madison facility. Ready to make an emergency energy to shut down or else face a similar fate of firebombing. 30 days arrived, and we were firebombed on June 7th.
Go ahead, finish your point.
I was just going to say that James Revenge took responsibility for that firebombing, ours in Buffalo as well. And they said the next time we're going to shut down, it's going to be so easy to clean up this fire and graffiti. So it's a murder threat.
So what transpires at pro-life pregnancy centers?
So what we do, Promise Care created a whole new kind of service process for the pregnancy centers across the country. There's 650 pregnancy centers now using our services or our strategies and materials. And what we do is we reach out to women seriously considering abortion because typically the reason why women get abortions is because they feel stuck. They feel trapped. They feel like they don't have any other choice. Their circumstances are potentially conspiring, coercing them to do something that they would not normally do under normal circumstances. And so our job is to come alongside of ethical medical care. You and I talked about what ethical means a couple times ago. When we come alongside with ethical medical care, giving her an idea of exactly what her physical circumstances are. Is she really pregnant? How far along is she? Does she have a sexually transmitted disease? Can we treat that, et cetera, et cetera? And then we give her comprehensive support. Anything and everything that she's concerned about that would drive her to think that she needs to have an abortion, we try to address. So whether it's finances, housing, child care, health insurance, whether she's in an abusive relationship, there really isn't anything that we don't address. And so what we try to do is we try to eliminate all the pressures in her life that are driving her to make this abortion decision so that she's truly free. Her truly free and make a true choice. So she can reduce her anxiety enough, she can think more clearly, and then make a decision, hopefully, for life, meaning that she'll have the baby. And most of the time, Earl, she does. If she's given a reasonable chance of having a child, and she sees now that she can do this, it's possible. Then, that's where true transformation takes place. A woman comes in basically hopeless. I've got to do this. I've got to have an abortion. And she leaves after setting her first 75-minute appointment. Our goal is to have her leave, not necessarily making a choice to have a baby, but leaving and saying to herself, I see now how it's possible. Yes, I do. I can see how I can do this.
So let me ask you, because, there clearly are women who don't want to be pregnant. They'll tell you that this is not what they wanted. It's a mistake. I can't. I'm struggling financially and economically myself. I already have one job, maybe two, and I can barely keep a roof over my head. I can't feed my children. Clearly, those to me shouldn't be reasons and rationale for why people make decisions. But it's their decision, and the fact of the matter is, we live in a society that once the children get here, so many people live in poverty and struggle so mightily What can you really offer people who you know live in poverty? And you know, it's kind of an impossible thing to say we're going to be able to make life easy for you and that child over the next 18 years.
Yeah, you're right. We're not going to be able to make life easy for them. We're not.
Because in a lot of instances, that's kind of what drives a lot of it.
Yeah.
I'm alone, you know. I'm still trying to follow what you can offer them to make them change their minds.
Well, sometimes the most important transformations that happen in our lives are not changing our circumstances, but changing our hearts. We can't promise a safe or easy life for anybody. I mean, I don't think anybody, I mean, we all aspire to that, but I don't think anybody ever realizes that. I don't think anybody actually ever listening to the sound of our voices today are experiencing easy lives. And if they are, they should send us the recipe.
Well, yeah, because everybody's going to have to face, you know, the uncertainties of life.
Like trials, uncertainties, adversities. My kids were watching a movie the other night about Ben Carson, the physician who ran for president. And, you know, his mother, it was funny because he and his brother, you know, grew up with a single mother. And she didn't know how to read, but she was intent on making sure that those boys, you know, were able to, you know, work through the adversity. And in the adversity, they were honed. I mean, they were honed. I mean, their minds were honed and their bodies were honed. They became tools of good. And that's what adversity does for people. I think we look, you know, in America, we've gotten this idea that adversity is bad and no adversity is good. But, I mean, if we have no adversity, no stress at all, we get weak and boring. And we're not any good to anybody. But adversity, what adversity does is it strengthens us. We have more strength in us, Earl. You know this. And then we aren't even aware of ourselves. It's what adversity is what brings it out. Adversity is what shows us who we are. We many people don't know who they are. I'm like, this.
Reverend, I got to get you to hang on. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. My guest is Reverend James Harden. And you can join us at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Us Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local civic media radio station and streaming on the civic media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 43. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight with precipitation likely, lows around 33. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, high at 47. Mid-30s Saturday with a chance for snow. Chance for scattered showers on Sunday, highs in the upper 40s. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Raymond. Right now, it's 32.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
.com.
This is Reverend Jim Harden. He is the CEO of Compass Care. Let me ask you, sir. So the decision that was rendered overturning Roe versus Wade, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that was really an amazing moment in the history, the judicial history of our country. Not just in 1973 when it was first ruled, where the court basically said that the word person does not apply to the unborn. That's important for the Constitution because then, if you're not a person, you're not afforded 14th Amendment rights as equal protection under the law. And so abortion is something that can happen to you. Now, it was overturned with the Dobbs versus Jackson health case on June 24th last year. And the reason why that's important is that it didn't actually outlaw abortion. It simply sent it back down to the states to regulate it themselves, for the people to have the debate and for their local and state representatives to make those decisions as close as it possibly can be to the voice of the people. So that is where it is. That's where it stands now. So I think that is a good thing. The people want to have this discussion. They want to have this debate. They want to have a closer connection to how they're going to regulate abortion in their communities. And I think that's the way it needs to be. We are a government by the people and for the people. And, we need to get as close to the government as we possibly can if we're serious about being citizens.
So when Roe versus Wade was made the law of the land, that clearly those people at that time had the debate turned out that people were felt like that was up to individuals to make those decisions themselves. Now we turn around and, you know, either way this goes, the government is still going to be involved in this. You know, whether the government is on a national level or on a state level, the government is still there.
That's true. Yeah, and the reason why the government is involved is because the government has an obligation, a duty, as it were, to protect its citizens.
Right.
And so the question is whether
when do you become a citizen, right? You
know, that is right there. Yes.
Yeah. So is it at conception, or, you know, when sperm meets ovum? Is that when you first become a living creature, a living being? I mean, that's what's at the root of the whole conversation, right?
Yeah, exactly. That is.
And so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're right. I mean, the question of personhood and when personhood status begins is exactly the root of this debate. And so what happens is people debate whether they pit the rights of women relative to abortion, reproductive health care, versus the right of a child. And so the right of a pre-born boy or girl to be protected under the law. And so when we're talking about those two things, we're really talking past each other. And instead of addressing the rights of a woman as a woman versus addressing the rights of a child as a child, and then reconciling those two things in a discussion, we just kind of talk past each other. And one group says it's all about the autonomous rights of a woman, and the other group says it's all about the autonomous rights of a child. But the government now has to get involved and negotiate between, okay, so what is its role? Who should it protect? And the government's job is to protect all people, right? It's not a question is, well, a child versus a baby in the womb a person. And if it is, that will point. And many, including myself, believe that the child in the womb is an act of God. And that begins at the point of conception. The point of conception is the beginning of a unique human being. That human being at that moment has his or her own DNA. And that DNA controls the maturation process of that person from that moment on all the way through death. And I think the only difference between that human being and, say, an old man dying on the deathbed is maturity. That's it.
So can this conversation ever be had without looking at it from a spiritual connotation?
I think beliefs
because that's kind of, at the root of what the other side is pushing against.
Yeah, well, a lot of people from the pro-life side talk about the fact that science, as we describe it in terms of the egg meeting the sperm, science says this is the beginning of a new life. But it doesn't tell us why that new life is important or why that new life should be protected.
Hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Be right back.
ABC News, I'm Mark Millard. A deadly crash overnight of two Army helicopters in Kentucky. Brigadier General John Lubas at Fort Campbell.
At approximately 10 p.m. last night, two of our Black Hawk helicopters were involved in a crash during a planned training flight in Katy, Kentucky, that resulted in the death of all 9 service members aboard the aircraft.
The 2 choppers were both from the 101st Airborne Division. Anger boiling over in Congress. New York Democrat Jamal Bowman blaming Republicans for what he says is their refusal to take action on gun violence in the wake of this week's Nashville school shooting. Kentucky Republican Tommy Massey says the answer to school shootings is arming teachers and staff with guns. Encouraging figures from the Labor Department on jobs, applications...
But Christ, yes, with me, Charles Bear, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping a cow.
Never mind.
Media, I'm Jane Evanier. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's prisons have over 1,000 open spots for corrections officers and sergeant positions. In this budget, Governor Peters wants to raise starting base pay for corrections officers from around $20 to $33 an hour. Right now, prison security employees get a temporary $4 per hour bonus on top of their base pay. Part of the proposed salary increase will come from making that hourly bonus permanent. It's unclear, though, if that will happen, as the GOP-led legislature says they'll rewrite the budget entirely over the next few months. Free community COVID-19 testing ends April 15th. Wisconsin Department of Health Services is announcing that the program is winding down. Nearly 3 million tests have been administered since 2021. You can't still get tested at a pharmacy after April 15th, but you're going to have to pay for it. I'm Jane Adair. This is Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kids. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that baby can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out under the helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for 1 state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune in your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special Ask Us Wisconsin.
At 8, News Director Terry Bell has the results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together, we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe, exciting, and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
All right, welcome back to the Early Bird Show. 7-27 in Texas at that same number. My guest is Reverend Jim Harden, and he is the CEO of Compass Care. You know, Reverend Harden, I was just listening to the lyrics of that song, and, you know, late at night, I walk the streets alone, finding someone who's just like me, looking for some company, to deal with the decision of determining whether or not somebody's going to abort a child. It has to be like the lyrics of that song. To have to make that decision is just gotta be difficult.
It is gotta be one of the most difficult decisions a woman is ever faced with, and that's exactly what they're facing. And one of the difficulties that they have often is the reason why it's difficult is because they don't see another way around it. They're making a decision against what they want, what they know is right, and it creates anxiety. It creates this discordant kind of reality in their soul. I've got to do this, but I know I shouldn't do that. It's a moral dilemma.
Right.
And they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. It is the classic, gut-wrenching decision. And one of the reasons it's so difficult is because she's alone. She is isolated, and the abortionist is not someone who is comforting her and standing alongside of her. It's just somebody who's going to sell her a product and then be gone. And for pregnancy centers, our challenge is to be able to walk alongside her, to become her friend. We have nurses all across the state and nation that are trained to connect with her and to walk alongside her. And then we create other what we call mother care teams to create a community that she can plug into, so to speak, and walk with throughout her life. It's not just, hey, have your baby be happy. It doesn't work that way. You can't just say, hey, you want to be filled, but we're going to give it to a hungry man, and it'll be something to eat, and it'll be fine. No, you've got to actually become community. You've got to actually serve and sacrifice for one another like Jesus Christ did for us. That is the vision of a civilized future. And, she'd been objectified. She'd been used. Oftentimes, she'd been abused. And she's part of a culture that's sick and has lost its soul. And she is now having the brunt and consequences of all that. We've got to somehow help her into a new way of thinking, a new way of acting, and a life and a community that's actually based on love. True love is sacrifice. True love is... Go ahead.
No, finish your point, Reverend Harden. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say that true love is sacrifice. A lot of people talk about true love being like Valentine's Day and just getting what I want. I mean, you know, the person making you feel good. Well, it doesn't work that way. True love is two people committed to each other, right? And sacrificing for one another. And out of that comes life. And that's what we see with the cross. Easter's coming up, and I'm a Christian. And so what Easter represents is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. He dies so that I can have life.
So do you think that because it's safe to say that the majority of women in the society approve of them making the choice. They think that decision should be theirs and theirs alone.
Well, I don't think so, based on the polls that have come out. The reason I say that is because the polls, it's kind of drift between 50% and 60%, depending on when the poll is taken and who is taken by. The 50% to 60% of the population are leaning pro-life. Now, they nuance that, right? By gestational age and, et cetera. But, half of that group is ostensibly women. So, even if 50% of society was pro-abortion, that would mean 25% are women. So, you know, that leaves the other 75% of women, you know, on the fence. Now, most women, I would say, based on our studies, one of the things they value most about being a woman is their ability to have children. If they just don't want to be pregnant now or not in this way or whatever. And we've got to help them navigate that reality. And that's a difficult task.
So let's do this. Let's go to Karina. Speaking of women, hey, good morning to you, Karina. How are you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, this is what it is. As of today, I think that it's wrong to mix two main conflicts of understanding. We start talking about who is the person. The person is me. I have rights in this country, in this government. Not potential fetus or a child. As of today, my right as a person is interrupted because today's law tells me I should die before I will do abortion. And this is just wrong. Because if you wanted to have a fetus as a resident or citizen of this country, then you should give the citizenship to somebody who's actually pregnant and not sending those people back to their country so they have their own kids in somewhere in Mexico and third world or whatever it is. It's a hypocrisy. Because today, I'm not capable of making a decision over my body and some sort of abilities to have a child. Yes, I have to go through consultation, ultrasound, 24 hours thinking period, and who knows what, to be maybe having an abortion, yet I can walk in the store and buy AK-47 and do somebody else's living, breathing kids in the school.
Karina, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Reverend Harden, you want to respond?
Yeah, Karina, I think, you know, she's got some interesting points, several interesting points, one of them being about the law, one of them being about immigration. But I would say, you know, the question that we have to answer is whether or not the child has, you know, the person. The child in the womb, is the child in the womb a person? You know, it's very difficult. I think Karina's right. It's very difficult for a woman to have her baby in abject poverty or to be pregnant and be sent back to her country that's only going to, you know, further harm her while she, you know, trying to raise a child or have a child. These are all very, very difficult questions. But we want, and furthermore, you know, how does that relate to, say, the recent gun violence that we've seen, even so far as the last couple of days with this woman pretending to be a man and shooting several children and school officials. And these things are all related. She, you know, Karina, you're right. The fact is, we have to find a way to get back to the point where we actually value each other. We see each other with dignity. We respect one another, and we protect one another. It's a mother's natural instinct to protect her children. And it's outrageous, and it's our natural instinct to protect people when they're attacked, which is why we're outraged when we see these shootings at these schools, for example. And, you know, the trans liberation kind of community, the pro-abortion community, these groups are literally coming unglued. They're wanting to attack now. They are the same people. We've had communiques come out against us. We've had death threats from the trans community and the pro-abortion community. They're all the same group, saying that they work in solidarity and they're going to militantly attack us. So we're moving into new territory. Western civilization is fraying at the edges, and it's one of the reasons it is because we don't have a sense of common value. We don't believe that we're all made in the image of God and deserving of blessing and protection. We don't act that way. And what we're acting is we're acting just a little higher than the animals, which we were treating them like that.
So Corinne, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Lynn from Economy Law. Good morning to you, Lynn. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I say that I am the fourth and fifth granddaughter of Reverend Hartz from Illinois. So that's our only tie, because I believe this Reverend Hartz is romanticizing pregnancy. One, it's not a child. It is a cluster of cells in most situations. And two, you are totally ignoring medical necessity. And there are women who are dying because they're pregnant with ectopic pregnancies, problems with childbirth. I know of a woman whose fetus died, or not fetus, at that point it was a baby. She was in labor, and they didn't have an obstetrician there to deliver the child. And that was in Wisconsin, and it was in the Menominee Falls. And so to totally ignore a woman's health is, that's ignorant, and that's romanticizing it, and I don't believe in your God.
Thank you very much for the call. Reverend Harden, you want to respond to that? This harsh, it's a harsh reality, and those are harsh words, and you say what to that?
Yeah, it is a harsh reality, and you know, it takes a lot of emotional energy and strength to say what we just said. So I do appreciate her willingness to speak her mind. I would say that, number one, a child is not romanticizing to say that a child in the womb is more than a cluster of cells. We serve women with medical care every day. Thousands of women every day with direct medical care, and these are complicated and fully human people we're talking about in utero. But I would also say that we're not ignoring the medical necessity. Women are not. I would say it's propaganda out there that's saying that women are dying because they don't have access to abortion. Abortion is this. Abortion is separating a healthy child from a healthy mother for the sake of destroying the child. Now, there are other medical procedures that have to deal with an unhealthy pregnancy or an unhealthy mother or an unhealthy child. Those procedures are may actually look like some similar procedures that would be
used by an abortion. I hate to interrupt you, but it's such a critical point in juncture, but we've got to go to a break. When we come back, I'll let you continue on the other side. It is a heartbreaking decision either way. Gotta go to a break. We'll be right back.
The stakes couldn't be higher when it comes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
You can't have any extremists like Dan Kelly on the court.
Kelly wants abortion banned, even in cases of rape, incest, and the health of the mother.
Kelly supports Wisconsin's 1849 criminal abortion ban.
That law strips women of our freedom to make our own decisions on abortion.
But that's not all.
Kelly is a MAGA Republican who's been endorsed by Donald Trump himself. Take a listen.
I vote for Justice Daniel Kelly to defend the rule of law.
Extremist Dan Kelly was paid more than $100,000 by the Republican Party in the last 3 years.
He advised hardcore MAGA Republicans on their scheme to overturn the 2020 election results.
On the court, Kelly could take away our voting rights
and women's rights.
Do you want a radical like that on the Supreme Court? Dan Kelly is too extreme.
Dan Kelly is too extreme. He doesn't care about us.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 43. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight with precipitation likely, lows around 33. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, high at 47. Mid-30s, Saturday, with a chance for snow. Chance for scattered showers on Sunday, highs in the upper 40s. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Rick Hunter. Right now, it's 32.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Aradio.com.
Same number. My guest is Mr. Reverend James Harden. He is the CEO of Compass Care. You know, sir, you can't have this conversation without, you know, your heart, you know, being broken. And so it is as difficult a conversation to have, I guess, there is in this life. And sometimes, you know, as men, it's a hard thing for us to even comprehend.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's decisions that are being made every single minute, second of every minute, of every hour of every day, day in, week in, month out, year in, year out, it's just, oh. So you want to respond again to what was said?
Yeah, you're right. You know, and talking about these things is really, it's not just an issue for women. It's a human issue. It's an issue we've all got to wrestle with, abortion. You know, and to try to think really honestly about our life and the lives of others is really hard work. And the trouble that is that, you know, when somebody once said, the trouble is that thinking about these things is not thrilling, but often like downright nasty. And when it's nasty, then it's most important. And we just got to try to find a way to maintain civility in it all. And I think that's one of the reasons I love your show. But to Lynn's point, though, regarding, ignoring the medical necessity, as it were, I think we've got to be careful to not conflate abortion care with miscarriage care. And that's happening today in a lot of conversations, that if abortion is outlawed in certain states, then women won't be able to get appropriate miscarriage care or ectopic care, for example. Ectopic pregnancy, if ruptures, can cause death, of course. And this is not abortion care. This is basic OB care. And as I said before, what abortion is simply the intentional removal of a healthy child from a healthy mother for the purpose of destroying the child. And that's what abortion, that's the definition of abortion now. There are other things that the woman can need care for relative to pregnancy, if her life is in danger, the child has died, or et cetera, is a miscarriage happening. Those procedures are not outlawed. And women still have access to all concern, and I don't think it's a valid concern at this point, given where the opportunity is, that they're not going to, we're not going to get miscarriage care, and they're going to die on the operating table because of that kind of pregnancy, and the doctor's afraid to get for surgery. So that's where we are, and I think that the medical community is still providing appropriate care to women relative to miscarriage.
So let's go to Courtney in Milwaukee. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, good morning, girl.
Good morning.
Yes, was making a distinction between abortion and what Karina was describing, the same women in our corner. Before you just break out on the people and then
do you remember the conversation with Karina, sir?
I think Karina was the one that was talking about.
She was talking about the fact that, you know, her life, the woman's life, she's alive. The woman is alive, and the fetus is not alive from her perspective. So,
right. Yeah, and her concern, I think, is that the law, if there are states that restrict abortion, that the woman is going to die before the child and the woman die.
Right.
They're going to protect this woman over her own life. And I think that does follow on to what I was describing relative to the concern that people have that if abortion is restricted or outlawed, that they won't have access to miscarriage care. And that again is not actually what's happening in America, and it's not even happening in any of the states that are restricting abortion. But the philosophy that goes back to whether or not the child in the womb is a person protected under the law relative to the 14th Amendment. Personhood status. Who gets to decide who's a person qualified under the law for protection? Does the government get to decide that? I mean, can we extract, can we exclude certain categories of people from protection under the law? Can we? And should we? I mean, if we do, I mean, if it's okay for the government to restrict certain people, to disqualify certain categories of humans from protection under the law, then isn't that a slippery slope? Isn't that a dangerous place for a democracy to be?
You know, I don't know, sir, if this is ever going to be something that ever gets solved, because it just appears to be something that we're never going to be able to come to agreement with. And, you know, there are people who believe that there's a power greater than themselves, and there are other people who believe that it's not. And so at the root of all of it, I think, is that. And, you can't make people, believe what we believe. We live in a nation where everybody's entitled to their own opinions and those things. And that's kind of at the root of it, right?
Yeah, it is. You're right. And this is part of our problem, Earl. In America, everybody has a different idea of what their purpose is. You know, my purpose is, they're all going around self-identifying and self-creating, like they're their own little gods. And what that does, because purpose, this is important, because purpose is what determines what right and wrong is.
So, Jim, I have to let you go, but I promise you we'll get back to this soon. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. I really appreciate it. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin. And I'll be back on tomorrow. Give me 2 minutes to the early evening show. See you later.
Tackles, 7 sacks, and
a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics, start a conversation at soundedoutogether.org. Brought to you by Epic Council and the Federal Lectures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC